Now, a few months back, you may recall, I spoke to Sylvia about her. We did an item on fears and phobias at the time, right? And for Sylvia, it was about her fear of flying. It's recap time first, right? Talk to me about your good self.
Well, I suppose mine is a fear of flying, Neil. Well, it was a fear of flying up until last Friday. Then that changed to a fear of talking to you on the radio this morning. I'm absolutely sick all weekend. My husband has ruined my week.
Why would he have called me in the first place?
Well, I suppose I'm absolutely petrified of flying. It puts a huge kind of a kibosh on our holidays and our trip. I do fly if I have to. But normally, like, we'd kind of take the ferry, but it's really expensive, do you know?
What are you afraid will happen?
I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like any part of flying. It starts as we're checking in, boarding. I just get all angsty then. When it's taken off, it's like, oh, I just want to get off. I just want to get off. When we're up there, I'm just constantly watching the air stewards. I'm like a meerkat, waiting to see the panic on their faces. I can't relax.
Meerkat?
I'm just bobbing up and down watching them. If there's a bit of turbulence, I'm like, oh Jesus, we're going down, do you know?
You're affecting
even talking about it.
Have a few gin and tonics in departures and
I don't drink. Okay. So we do you know, before when I did have a few drinks, didn't make a difference. Take a Xanax, it wears off. Do you know what? I was debating, will I answer the phone this morning or won't I? And I said, I can't be a coward again. You know? So here I am.
Don't be a coward all your life. Face your fears.
So
on the 9th of June, has somebody actually booked you a flight?
My sons are coming home from Australia, so we're meeting them in France. I have to be on that plane.
Okay.
And my youngest son then, he'll be turning 30, August 12 months, and I promised him that I would go to Australia to fly out to him, because he's come home a couple of times.
And so now to the live, Sylvia. Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning. Jesus, I refuse to listen to that. Oh, my God.
I thought you were brilliant. You told it really well. And hopefully there was a good conclusion. We had the hypnotist Jason O'Callaghan on the air at the time, and he sent recordings to you and also to Rachel, who, if I remember correctly, had a fear of open spaces. And I know there was two or three others that we sent the audio to. Marion as well had was agoraphobic, and she had issues with regards to things like that. But how did you get on? Did you fly?
I did. I flew, and yeah, it was fine. It was fine. It was perfect. It was great. I just said to Vivian earlier, I'm just kicking myself that I put it off for so many years, and that it actually took Oisín to ring the radio station to actually get me to sort it out, or to, you know, go about doing something about it. But yeah, it worked. It was great.
But, so you went to France because your son was coming from where?
My two sons were coming from Australia, so we were meeting in France. It was Oisín's 60th in January, but they said they'd kind of hold off to celebrate it until the summer, you know, better weather and whatever. So we kind of did a trip around France and down to Northern Spain. The flight was fine.
It says here, I flew to France and back, no drama, ish. What's the ish about?
Well, I suppose there was still panic. Not panic. There was still, I still don't like flying, but I wasn't, you know, there was no sheer terror. I wasn't petrified. The landing in Dublin, all right, one of my sons, his girlfriend from Australia came as well. So it's her first time to Ireland. And when we landed in Dublin, when we touched down, oh my God, it was like we just hit two huge potholes. And she was like, oh my God, what's that? I said, that's fine, that's Ireland. You've plenty more potholes to look forward to.
But, a lot more to look forward to.
Yeah.
But that was the return leg, right?
That was the return leg, yeah.
But it says here, not a nail mark to be seen on Oisín's hand.
No, and I didn't go to grab his hand. And actually, when we were taken off from Dublin to France, he actually went to hold my hand. I'd say he felt bad for me because I was really trying to, you know, just to do it on my own and to make it work and whatever.
So tell me about the audio, how did that work? Like, is it breathing? Is it manifestation? How does it work?
It's kind of visualizing, really, and just bringing you down. Just listen, like, his voice is very kind of funny. He does funny things during the recordings, but he just, I suppose he just makes you visualize the end result of where you want to be, what you want to do. He's telling you that, you know, that you have booked this flight, you have organized the date, you've done everything, you want to go. So now it's, you know, you need to get on it and visualize the end result of, you know, for me, it was just seeing the boys in France and having a great holiday and a great time.
Wow. So do you have, when you're getting on the plane, are you following some kind of mantra? Are you talking to yourself? You're breathing?
I actually listened to the recording on the AirPods just when we kind of fastened into the plane, and it finished just before we kind of went down the runway. So I kind of had, you know, that, I listened to it then. But there is a kind of a, you know, just kind of count yourself back from 100 down to 1, or, you know, 190, 80, kind of, you know, you skip a bit. Just little things to do. But I think it was the fact as well that it's, I don't know, was it ye said it? You know, it's just that whole control thing. It's out of your control. So just, I suppose, you know, you just have to try and kind of live with that and deal with that. But the recordings definitely helped. I mean, I was listening to them every night, sometimes twice a day if I could, you know, fit it in. They're about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Recording,
yeah.
But I didn't get to listen to it on the way home because I lost my AirPods, so I was kind of a bit worried about that. All right, but it, no, I just did what I had to do.
Oh, and I'm delighted because, like, I think by and large we may be a 1 in 3 success rate. Marion, who has agoraphobia, no change, and Rachel's fear. She got issues with driving and things like that. And, you know, she, like, very, very impactful. She has problems even swallowing with the anxiety of it all. No change either. But for you, okay. It worked. It kicked in and it worked.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And a great trip.
Brilliant trip. So, yeah, I'll have to start looking at flights now. And
there's no stopping you.
Well... we'll see. But it definitely worked. It was fantastic. Good. And thanks a million to all of you.
I'm delighted. And it's great that it worked, you know, because it gives you a whole new lease of life and no drama, you know.
It does. Even the build-up to the holiday, there was, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine. The anxiety.
So, it was perfect.
Excellent. Well, listen, good to catch up with you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye,
Sylvia. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.